You're listening to The Wet Spot, hosted by Passion Poet, a safe space for our tears, sweat, and sexuality.
Passionate Words Editing Services is a one-stop shop for all your editorial and authorial needs. We take your book from conception to completion, holding your hand all along the way. We provide manuscript preparation, several levels of editing, book formatting and typesetting, including cover design. And we even assist you in uploading your finished book to Amazon. At Passionate Words, we believe that words are a writer's currency. Let us help you spend yours wisely. Contact us today on Instagram at passionate.words.editing or by email at passionatewordsediting@gmail.com and let us start you on your journey today. Do you want to become a sponsor of The Wet Spot or to donate to help this Wet Spot go further? Well, here's how you can do it. If you want to become a sponsor of an episode or several episodes, you can hit me up at The Wet Spot Podcast, one word, thewetspotpodcast@gmail.com, and we can discuss how you can become a sponsor. If you want to donate a love offering or some just a gift to the Erotic Empire and The Wet Spot itself, hit me up in my PayPal. Just send something to paypal.me, that's paypal.me/eroticempire, one word, paypal.me/eroticempire, and just give a love donation. I would really appreciate it, and that will help The Wet Spot and The Erotic Empire go so much further. So thank you so much, and let's get wet. Are you ready to get wet? Welcome to The Wet Spot poetry segment. Let my voice touch you in ways that will make you curl and go, Yes, let's get wet. Just be patient. Just be patient. Remember, I own you. I own you and your orgasms too. And you will come only when I say, featherlight touch nudges goosebumps from sensitive flesh. You moan as I deny you your release. Not yet. Just wait. Hot breath catches cold compressed curses. Tongues twist, turning, churning. Flip-flop feelings running rampant. Anticipation heightening. Pressure building, bringing the fire, the heat. Lighting the flames, sure to bring us way past boiling point. Fingers slick, testing liquid resinous, hips raised to meet as I flick and lick and suck, bringing the rain, drinking the dewdrops of the goddess. I am ready to enter paradise. Pearly gates open in welcome. Hallelujah chorus breaks the horizon as I slide inside. Oh God, oh God, oh God, feels so sweet, too sweet, can't hold it back.
Shit.
Welcome to the Wet Spot interview section, where we expertly marry erotica and education. We connect with awesome people who have awesome stories. Let's get wet and get deep. Welcome to the Wet Spot. This is Passion Poet for another week. Thank you so much for joining us once again. And we are here with some lovely, lovely people that I know from the erotic world. And we're coming on to talk about something awesome that's happening next month. We're talking to Just Jewel and Sheena LV. We are talking about wet ass poetry. So, how are you, ladies? How are you doing?
Good. I'm good. How are you? Thank you for having me.
No problem whatsoever. Jewel, where are you at?
I'm good. I'm good. Yes. Thank you.
All right. Yes. So we are here. We're supposed to be. We are here to talk poetry. We're here to talk erotic poetry. And anybody who knows my show knows that that's exactly how I start my episodes. All y'all gonna listen to some amazing poetry before we get into this episode. You probably have heard something of mine before we started, but I met these ladies on the internet because of erotic. I was actually on the receiving end. I was watching an erotic virtual show. You know how it is with COVID. COVID has come, fucked up everything, and everybody now has to do things via Zoom. So you can't go out anymore. You know, even myself now, we were having Barbados has been having a great. We've been doing pretty well on the COVID front, but just recently, it's like we can't go out anywhere. We can't do anything. As soon as we our restrictions are about to lift, somebody does some shite and we are now back on curfew. So our things are starting to spike again. And so now we're back on curfew. So I mean, so stuff like that happens, and because of this global pandemic, people, artists have always had to find ways of continuing to showcase their art. And the virtual Zoom is, you know, it was something just for meetings, but because of COVID, it's become primetime television. Somewhat like I will go on Zoom, Instagram Live, these things all happen, and like I would be at like 8 p.m. looking at my phone, wondering which of these Instagram Lives I'm gonna watch, because it's like so much stuff is going on. So let's jump right into it. Sheena, what got you into, was it COVID that got you into doing these kinds of shows, or were you doing the shows before on a live basis and then came online? How did it work for you before? And you know, let's talk about the whole idea of having the shows in the first place.
The erotic shows that I'm having online, the virtual shows, you mean?
Yes, please.
Okay. Well, I wanted to have the shows a while back prior to COVID, but I was just getting my feet wet in the social media, you know what I'm saying, world, trying to see how it worked, you know, because I'm old school, so I didn't know too much about, you know, algorithm and that sort of thing and how to get people in. So anyway, I eventually just started a page and then got some followers. And then I said, you know what? I'm going to monopolize off the COVID. I'm going to monopolize off the pandemic, and not so much financially, but you know, people are at home, yeah. You know what I mean? And they want that entertainment. Mm-hmm. And I felt that it was the right time to do so.
Right. So when we did that first show, how easy was that to pull off? Like it came off so well up from the being audience member. I really enjoyed, I really enjoyed the show, and all the dropping, all the poetry that dropped that day. So, I mean, was it hard to pull off? Was it hard to get people to come on board?
Did you come to the first show? It
I don't
was
remember which show it was, if it was the first one or I came to one of them. I don't remember which
okay. I
show.
believe you came to the second, but the first one was in January,
Right.
and the show was initially for, planned by me and Jewel. I stalked her. I say this all the time. I stalked her. She wasn't trying to hear nothing I had to say, but then she finally responded to me on Instagram. And it's been a wrap, you know what I mean? Like she supports me and I support her, And she had an unfortunate circumstance happen. And so I went on and started the show in January. And the original beautiful hostess is joining me on, this show. And we did real, we're doing it real big. I'm glad that we got the all male, cast. And I'm glad about you guys ain't interacting with me. I'm trying to hype y'all up and stuff.
Well,
Well, we
we
got
get
the
in
all
the
male cast, and that was Jules' idea. That was Jules' idea. And she really knows how to put it together. And I'm just so glad that we're doing this together and glad that you are a part of it. He's one of the poets on the panel as well. So I'm just grateful for it all.
All right, well, let's tell them what we're talking about. Let's tell them what we're talking about. It's April tw sorry, August 28th, Wet Ass
Okay.
Poetry. We are all male cast, bedroom stories. I love the idea. I mean, hey, I'm an erotic poet, and if it's anything I could do to get any woman wet, I'm all for it. So I mean, I'm looking forward to the experience. So you were saying, Julia, that was your idea to bring an all male cast. Why was that?
Well, I wanted to do something different since, like she said, unfortunately, I had my mother passed, and so I had to back out of the first show and end up being a poet on the second show. So when she came and asked me to do the third show, I'm like, yeah. And I had reached out to some women, but in the while I had reached out to the women, all the men that I had asked jumped right on it and was like, yes. And I thought, you know what? This is going to be nice. Why not just have all men across the panel as the poets and just me and her, the only two women, as the host? And then it's something about men, they bring a different type of passion, a different type of, poetry, showmanship.
Yes, it's true. It's true.
Absolutely.
We
I
love,
agree.
yeah, we love to show off. Men really do love to show off. And I proudly, whoa, okay. You guys can still hear me, right?
Yeah, I can hear
Okay.
you.
Yeah, no, it's just it just started to say that the internet was unstable, so I just wanted to be sure. Yeah, so I mean the bravado of a male, you know what I mean? Even in the animal kingdom, you know what I mean? It is the male that does the preening. You talk about the male peacock. The peacock has the feathers to attract the female. The lion has the mane. You know what I mean? All of these, and it's as much as it is in for humankind, for women to dress up and look dolly and look all pretty and stuff. I realize that the majority of the male, the majority of the rest of the species of the animal kingdom, it's the men, it's the males that prance around and try to get the women's attention, right? Rather than how we do it here as humans, where it's women that look pretty and the men try to catch their attention. So I mean, so the idea of preening on stage, the idea of preening and showing off is somewhat of a male characteristic, you know what I mean? So having all this full dare I say, big dick energy on the stage.
Yeah, you know,
I'm just saying, right? Because I intend to come with it. I know for sure I intend to come with it. You understand what I'm saying? So, I'm just excited to know, to hear, like, what else is happening. I know, I think that this is the last show for the year, according to the event page. But what else do you have planned? Do you want to do another one of these? What else do you have planned going forward?
You know what? Look, I like doing the events. I don't want to say that I'm giving them up, but it is the last one for the year. Mm-hmm. Only reason being, you know, everybody still has a life, right?
Yeah.
You know, and we've got stuff that we got to do. And I got so many different things going on and projects that I need to focus on.
Yes.
You know?
Believe me, I get it.
So, you know, that's the reason why. But maybe next year. But I eventually, you know, if Jewel is with it, want to take them on the road somewhere down the line, you know, in public.
Oh, yes, definitely. In public, on the stage. Yes, definitely. I'm down with that. And well, I'm okay with being the last because I'm a perfectionist, so it's been driving me crazy, you know, and then, you know, just like Sheena said, and just like you, you know, I have like my hand in this and my hand in that, and I really need to pull my hand out of something and put it all in this, you know.
Yes,
and,
yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure, man, for sure. It is, it's something to do going forward. If it is going on the road, for sure, let me know. Because I will try to get my, I need to try to get my visa. I need to try to get my passport back in order. Cause yeah, I do want to travel. And as far as COVID and stuff, I'm fully vaccinated. So I'm ready to travel. I'm ready to come and make y'all come while I'm at it. So I come in.
I'm trying to get over here in Barbados and see what they're doing.
Well,
I know.
Well, y'all
what can come doing in Barbados.
Well, come on down. We haven't 2 years without our summer festival, and COVID has really licked us up. But we are slowly reopening our border. Well, the borders are reopened and letting tourists back into the country slowly and stuff. So hey, come on down and let's see what we can shake up in here. The thing about it is we're not allowed to have like a lot of people all in one place, and we were just about to have free like fets happening again, like outside parties happening again before the spike has started back. So yeah, we back on quarantine, but you know what I mean, we ain't gonna let this beat us. So before
we talk about the a little bit about the event, what you just said about how the men are going to bring it, I really believe that. And I know they are, because you guys are competitive. I mean, women are competitive, but you guys are competitive in a different way. Mm. And when it comes to this type of genre of poetry, you know, being erotic poetry and seeing, you know, some of you guys' poetry already, I know that it's going to be like super dope energy up in there, for real, for real.
Yes, my goal.
Yes,
my goal.
I think so too.
Yeah, my goal.
Bedtime story.
All right, then.
August 28th.
My plan is to get y'all sleeping in the wet spot. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Y'all's bedtime stories, and this is the wet spot. So we looking for y'all to be somebody gonna sleep in the wet spot when they finish, for sure. Somebody gonna sleep in the wet spot, for sure.
Yeah. Well, I know how I get down with the pen. And whether I set the tone or shut it down.
Indeed. Indeed. Yes, people.
I know I'm coming.
Indeed. She is also, both of these ladies are actually authors. You understand what I'm saying? They're not just poets. They're not just pretty for being pretty's sake. They're actually very intelligent, very amazing writers on their own right. And for sure, although we are having a all-male cast, these ladies are going to bring it. And from what I heard, Since it is a private show, you have to you come by invitation, you pay your ticket and come in. I hear lingerie should be somewhere around when uh-huh. when I hear something about lingerie and
yes.
Yeah.
Come as you are.
That's right. We grown, we adults. So, you know, it's gonna be hot.
And we in the bedroom, right? So bedroom stories, right? So yep, definitely.
Bedtime stories.
So let me see. Anybody got some poetry for me?
I'll read you a poem.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Trying to see which one I was going to read. But okay. So I'll bless your show real quick.
There we go.
This poem is titled Pussy Magic. Mm. You think you feel the energy, she admits. Then you take notice to the way she spits. Realizing you can't handle it. See, this pussy is a badass drug habit, a psychedelic trip. Once you're high, you can't function without it. Casting spells in a ritualistic manner, paving the way for unruly behavior. Some mistake this feeling for passion. Instead, you're experiencing pussy magic. She lies there dripping, that honey, as you await your chance to suckle. Your movements placed on halt. She has your mind wrapped in a trance. Glistening is this pussy as she sits on her perch. You patiently await your moment to ravish her. You have no clue you're under her enchantment. This pussy allures your senses. There she sits, awaiting pleasure. Abracadabra, you are permitted to move. Yet hesitantly, you just stood. The sorcery she holds is so powerful. She has you on stuck mode. Dripping from her cauldron is the golden substance. You bow before her with eager intent. On your knees, you succumb to her. You slurp away as her potion spills. She opens Pandora's box, allowing the cool air chills. Sweet moans escape her lips as this pussy secretes below the hips. Savoring her sacred voodoo, you fulfill your thirst quench. Not letting up a bit. Her secretions oil your chin. Still, you keep ravishing the clit. The pussy reciprocates with her spit. And you fall deeper into her magical abyss. In this moment, in this second, she controls your thought, giving you the illusion of authority. So you assume the spell has been broken, your mobility again under her reign, no words spoken. She commands you begin again, devouring this pussy. You bury your face, this pussy coats your natural mask. In her cosmic sap, you bask. Abracadabra, there it is at last. She creates the most divine pussy magic.
Whoa. Divine pussy magic, people. Divine pussy magic. Oh, yes. I actually have a poem called Magic that reminds me of that piece. And yeah, divine pussy magic. I love to worship at the altar of the pussy. That is the truth. It is literally heaven for me. There was one time that some beautiful lady sent me a pussy pic, and there's a pause for just the awesomeness of that pussy pic that in my memory right now. Just yeah, anyhow, there was this There was this awesome pussy pet, right? And literally, like, all they could do was just stare at it, right? And then not only did they just stare at it, but it just, that poem made me write. That pussy made me write. Like, literally, I stared at that pussy and just, I literally, the poem meditation came out of that, out of that, just staring. And literally, I watched it and literally, I found myself falling into meditation, just breathing slowly in, out, in, out. And that rhythm became the rhythm of the poem. And yeah, it is a heavenly thing. It is, yes, God knew what he was doing with his creative pussy. Like, real talk, real talk, real talk. Yes. So, yeah. I'm loving it. Sheena, you got any poems for me?
Maybe later. I just want to say, girl, I love that poem. She did that poem before. I'm telling you, I like when she do that poem. And yeah, that poem got me feeling some type of way.
Well,
so you gonna tell them the link, sis. To get the ticket, y'all come. Bedtime Stories, August 28th. We got Q&A giveaways. So yes. It's a real interactive show.
Yes, very interactive. It's going to be, the tickets, you can find them on Eventbrite, but you can easily go to my website, SheenaLV.com/my events. It's the top event. Soon as you click on there, boom, it'll take you right to the ticket. You can pick it up there. Hit us on Facebook. You can look up the event Bedtime Stories on Facebook and find it there. It's gonna be hot. It's gonna be real dope. I'm excited about it. I know the energy is gonna be there. It's gonna be sexy. It's we ending the year out with a bang. And whatever, you know, Jewel decides she wanna do this again, I'm there, you know, because I love the art of poetry, you know, and relating to people with words.
Right. Indeed, indeed. I always tell people, I remember when I started my journey as Passion Poet, I used to tell people that I worship women with words. And that tagline, I don't use it much anymore, but it really is still the essence of who Passion Poet is. I worship women with words. I love when I can drop a poem or it be in your DMs and drop some lines that, you know, because a lot of my poems came from actual flirting. Like, I'm literally flirting with someone and the words just flow. And then I'm like reading back later and I'm like, hey, well, shit, there's a poem. Let me take this up and develop it. So a lot of poems came that way. So, I mean, I totally love when I'm in that space and in that zone and I can see or hear or feel the energy coming off of the lady when she's listening, or ladies, because of course, you know what I'm saying, polyamorous and shit. But anyhow, yeah, I know for sure that it's going to be awesome. It's going to be dope.
Wait, did you just say you was poly?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. How'd you get into that?
That, I'm sure that somewhere I have an episode all on that somewhere in my archives. But the short story is, I was in a relationship with someone who did not live in Barbados, and we tried being, we were monogamous for an entire year. And then I said to myself, it's not fair to her, having never been in a long distance relationship before, to be stuck with, well, be, you know, be craving touch and attention, and I'm not there. We can only see each other once a year. So I opened, and to be honest, I didn't know anything about being poly until I actually was over in her country. I had gone to visit her, and there was something on Vice, I think it was called Vice, that channel. Vice, and it had something to do with alternate relationships, and polyamory stuck out to me like a sore thumb, and I never looked back. The idea of loving multiple people, it just fits. And two or three episodes, well, a couple episodes back, two episodes back for real, I was talking to Sir Jax and his submissives, and one of them had the idea, they spoke of something called relationship anarchy, where each relationship is given space to grow organically, and you don't put on any of your relationships in a box. And when I saw that, I was like, oh, that's me right there. That's me. So I try not to label myself, because I realized that over the years, I feel similarly to how I guess some people in the LGBTQIA spectrum feel, whereas you had to constantly be explaining yourself to people, constantly be defending your position to people. I got to the point where I was like, you know what, screw this. I don't tell people much, and if I do tell you, then it's because I believe I trust you enough to. But at first I was an advocate. At first I was real vocal about it, and it's all new, so everybody got questions. Now I'm more mature. I ain't got time for that shit. If you know, you know. If you don't know, that's fine. If you can't handle it, that's pretty much it. But yeah, that is it in a nutshell. But there's a whole episode somewhere in the annals of the wet spot podcast history, somewhere all about me being actually like my 2-year anniversary of the podcast a month ago, I brought on my 2 submissives, and we had a whole good conversation about BDSM and kink and how they felt to be my submissives and all that stuff. So there's a lot of good stuff in the annals of the Wet Spot. If this is the first time you've come onto the show, you should go check it out. Go to click the links. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on whatever podcast platform you use. But yeah, the Wet Spot has some really great information. So that is my story. And that's what I'm sticking to.
Okay. What's a submissive?
Ooh, well, you don't want to. Yes. In short, you should go check it out. BDSM, bondage. Okay. Yes, it's a BDSM term.
Okay. Oh,
yeah, that's all you need to know.
No. I know what that submissive is, but I thought you meant like, you know, in a different way.
No, please. You know, no.
Like two girlfriends or something.
Well, I have two submissives. I'm a daddy dom. So I'm a daddy dominant, and I have 2 submissives, yes. And they are...
That's how you rocking, okay.
Yes, please. So I have my queen, and I have my 2 submissives. So yes, I'm in a poly open relationship, pretty much, yes. All right.
Okay, big dick energy.
Okay, y'all come meet Robert Gibson, Passion Poet, August 28th.
Yes, please. August 28th. Who else you got?
Bedtime Stories.
Who else is gonna be there? Let me see if I can pull this up while I'm recording. I don't know. Let's see. All right. So I'm going to read directly from the Eventbrite page for you guys. It says, come join us for our final event of the year. We're back with a vengeance, ready to break the virtual airwaves again with our hot, sultry, sexy poetry performances. This time with a tantalizing all-male lineup. Who knows exactly how to define a night of panty-dropping passion in ways that will leave you feeling naughty, calling up past booze and self-examination. If you know what I mean. Host is Sheena LV, and co-host is Erotic Poetress, bringing you Bedtime Stories virtual poetry tour featuring Passion Poet, myself, and there's Favor, the God King, Nappy Kickster, and D King. And we're here to give you wet ass poetry. So,
wow.
Yes. So, panties are optional because I am a panty person. I am a panty connoisseur. So I'm just saying, I totally expect you not to be wearing any, but I will be collecting them at the door if you are. Let's put it that way.
Now see, now y'all got to come. Come on now. Well, how can you turn down an invitation like that?
Bring the man your panties. He's gonna need them. You won't need them.
Yes.
$7 entry fee.
Yes, $7 entry right. fee. You can just click on it. You can just click on the link on the in the bios. So there you can click on their links on Instagram. Tell people how to find you before we wrap up. How do they find you on Instagram? If not just and if you want to tell them about your books and stuff like that. We just got all into it and they didn't even really give you a chance to introduce yourselves. So I'm really sorry. So you have the opportunity at this point to tell people about yourself just before we wrap up and how to find you, how to find the show. We just did that. So just let them know what else we can find. We got books to buy, you know, how are we going to get in contact with you?
You go ahead, Ms. Jewel.
Oh, okay. well, you can follow me on Facebook at Loch Ness Goddess. That's my poetry page. On Instagram, I am the_erotic_poetress. You can definitely follow me there as well. Right now, I am working on book four, which will probably end up being another double book. But right now, I have a double erotic book titled One Night Only / Sexually Penned. You can definitely DM me on Instagram. I do provide autographed copies. They come with a free gift. The book is $40, or you can go on Amazon.com, Lulu.com, BarnesandNobles.com. Just put Just Jewel, JUSJEWEL in your search box, and you will find me.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. For sure.
I just love how Jewel commands the room.
Well, I'm just saying, but that's when you have the energy, you know what I mean? I get it.
That's big coochie energy.
I'm just saying.
Okay, because baby, we got a fat cat, baby.
It's
fat
true.
Cat.
Yes, Miss Sheena, do you want to tell anybody about tell them about yourself and any books you have and all that good stuff before we wrap up?
Yes. I'm Sheena LV. I'm author and poet, like they've mentioned, and also host to Own and She podcast. I am the author to Keys to Her Abyss and Mixed Lyrics, a Poet's Tale. You can find them on Amazon. Pretty much anywhere books are sold, you can find those. Keys to Her Abyss is my latest release. It is an erotic poetry book separated in four parts. And it has three short stories in it, all adult stories. And so check it out. And
We've been here before. We've been here before. Again, check the archives. I had her here when the book launched. So we actually had a conversation with her on the Wet Spot a couple months back when the book launched. So, hey, if you want a preview of the book, just go and look for Sheena LV, look for our interview. I can't remember which episode because we are currently on episode 94. So to be quite honest, it is past. I can't remember it right now, but go check out all of them and you will find them somewhere. Sheena LV, Journey of our Abyss is in there. We have done an awesome interview. And so, yeah, I'm sorry I interrupted you, but I just needed to let them know that they could get a preview of it on our show.
Yes, I was here before and it was a good show, and I'm due to come back actually for another one.
Yes, please.
But you know how it goes. Life is crazy. But you guys, yes, check us out August 28th at the Bedtime Stories Virtual Poetry Tour with host Sheena LV and host The Erotic Poetress. We have an all-male seduction cast and they gonna bring the heat, and we are inviting you all to come and enjoy some adult fun. The tickets are $7. You can go on sheenalv.com/my events and get them real quick. No fuss. And we hope to see you all there. And thank you for having me on your platform.
No problem, sweetheart. No problem at all. So thank you so much once again. This has been another awesome show. This has been Passion Poet. And I am like really, really, really mellow right now. I think I'm under some abracadabra pushing magic right now. Some pushing magic got me a little bit Yeah, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. So if you want to see what's going to happen when I feel poetry and when I feel for see energy, please come to the show and you will be definitely wet with poetry. And on that note, we are going to end the show. Thank you so much for being a part of our show. Come again. You know how to find me. You will see us. You will see, you will hear how to end the show. Everything, you know, you can connect to the Wet Spot Podcast. You can send me emails. You can send me DMs. Oh, you'll hear all of my, how to get me at the end of the outro of the show. So this has been Passion Poet for another week. Thank you and good night. See you later.
This has been another episode of The Wet Spot. I am your host, Passion Poet. You can contact us at The Wet Spot Podcast at gmail.com. That's The Wet with two T's Spot Podcast at gmail.com. Or you can check us out on our Instagram page, the.wet.spot.podcast. I know it's a mouthful, I'll say it again. the.wet.spot.podcast. That's our Instagram page. If you wish, you can contact me, Bajan Passion Poet, on Instagram at Bajan.passionpoet at Bajan, Bajan dot Passion Poet on Instagram. Thank you once again for being a part of our show. See you next time. Let's get wet.